Welcome to 30 Minutes of VOA Learning English, the voice of America's information service for people learning English. Join us now for the Economics Report and American Mosaic, coming up after As It Is.
Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Today, we report on what activists claim is a campaign against Christians by the Chinese government.
This really shows the Chinese government worrying about the uncontrollable growth of Christianity in China.
And we report on worsening relations between Russia and Europe after a recent Eurovision Song Contest.
We felt it was very important to challenge Valery Gergiev over his support for President Putin, his endorsement of Russia's anti-gay law, and his approval of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
A possible Chinese government campaign against churches and rising tensions between Russia and Europe over a song contest. Those are the subjects of today's program, as we help you learn to read, speak, write, and understand everyday American English. Listen carefully, and before you know it, you will have improved your American English by listening to As It Is, here on VOA. Last month, Chinese workers tore down one of the largest churches in Wenzhou, a city on China's southeast coast. Church members had clashed with officials over the planned destruction of the building. The government says the religious center violated safety rules. But activists say the case is part of a wider campaign against Christianity. The number of Christians in China is unclear, but the Pew Research Center made an estimate in 2010. The group said about 5% of the population, or about 67 million people, identified themselves as Christian. Many observers say that number continues to rise. The city of Wenzhou is known as China's Jerusalem for its high percentage of Chinese Christians. The Sanjiang Church cost more than $4 million and took 12 years to complete. But after it was finished, officials told church members that it was in violation of building requirements. American Dennis Balcom is a Christian clergyman. He says the Chinese government has increasingly accepted Christianity over the past few years. He says the destruction of the church was an unusual step.
I was just up in, just this last week and spoke to church. I had several thousand people in it and no problem whatsoever. And so it would seem to me like this is an isolated incident.
However, other clergymen and religious groups say the destruction of religious centers is part of a wider campaign against organized religion. Last week, the government released a national security alert on terrorism. The security alert raised concerns over spreading religious beliefs in the country. The government said that the infiltration of religion has constituted a threat to Chinese identification with socialist belief. Bob Fu is president of the Christian Aid Association. His group provides legal advice to Christians in China. He links the church demolitions with official policy aimed at limiting the growth of the church.
This really shows the Chinese government worrying about the uncontrollable growth of Christianity in China.
China's government has long sought to control religious communities. It does this through state-approved organizations and requiring religious groups to register places of worship. These policies have brought the government into conflict with religious groups. Some of them have resisted state control and set up religious services and gatherings without informing the government. The results of the recent Eurovision Song Contest caused a strong reaction in Russia. They also worsened relations between Russia and Europe. The Eurovision Song Contest was held last weekend in Copenhagen, Denmark. An estimated 180 million people in 45 countries watched the event. As we hear from Catherine Cole, the winner was from Austria. From the fading light of life,
rise like a phoenix out of the ashes. That was Conchita Wurst performing the song Rise Like a Phoenix. The act received more votes than the 25 other finalists in the competition this year. It was the performer's appearance that made news. Conchita Wurst is a man who wears women's clothing. He has hair covering his face and reaching over his shoulders. The performer said he was honored to win the contest. He called it a victory for European values. It was a victory not just for me, he said, but also for those people who believe in a future without discrimination and which is based on tolerance and respect. Those words were widely seen as a criticism of Russia. Last year, the Russian government approved laws against what it called homosexual propaganda. The laws bar public events and the spread of information about non-traditional sexual relations to the very young. In Moscow, there was widespread disbelief at Conchita Wurst's victory at the Eurovision Song Contest. Russia finished seventh in the competition. Many people in the crowd expressed their disapproval of the performers from Russia. The Russian judges gave all their votes to countries that once belonged to the Soviet Union. Last Sunday, Russian conductor Valery Gergiev organized a concert in London. The musician is a supporter of Russian President Vladimir Putin. About 30 anti-Putin protesters demonstrated for a short time as the show began. Among them was human rights activist Peter Tatchell.
We felt it was very important to challenge Valery Gergiev over his support for President Putin, his endorsement of Russia's anti-gay law, and his approval of Russia's actions in Ukraine.
Some people would say Russia is facing the beginnings of a cultural backlash in Europe. But there was one surprising result. Both Russia and Ukraine voted for each other in the Eurovision Song Contest. I'm Catherine Cole.
And that's our program for today. I'm Christopher Cruz, reporting from VOA Learning English Headquarters in Washington. Thank you for spending some of your time with us today. We hope this program has helped you learn everyday American English.
The Economics Report is next, followed by American Mosaic. You can read and listen to our programs and download MP3s at learningenglish.voanews.com. You can learn with us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube at VOA Learning English.
From VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report. The head of the U.S. Central Bank has told Congress that the economy is improving after very slow growth in the first 3 months of the year. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen's report came soon after the government announced April's employment numbers. They showed the biggest monthly gain in 2 years.
Looking ahead, I expect that economic activity will expand at a somewhat faster pace this year than it did last year, that the unemployment rate will continue to decline gradually, and that inflation will begin to move up toward 2%.
However, the central bank chief remained concerned about employment and international tensions. She said the threat of conflict in other countries and intensifying financial problems in some developing countries could hurt the world economy.
Currently, one prominent risk is that adverse developments abroad, such as heightened geopolitical tensions or an intensification of financial stresses in emerging market economies, could undermine confidence in the global economic recovery.
The Federal Reserve, or Fed for short, has been cutting back its efforts to support the economy. The Fed has reduced or tapered its government bond buying activities. They went from $85 billion 5 months ago to about $45 billion now. Bond buying by the central bank puts more money into the economy, and it has helped keep interest rates near historically low levels. This program, called quantitative easing, is set to end in the last 3 months of this year. But Janet Yellen said borrowing rates would remain low for, in her words, a considerable amount of time. Earlier, the U.S. Labor Department said the economy added 288,000 jobs in April. That brought the unemployment rate to its lowest level in 5 years. The employment news balanced the Commerce Department's announcement that economic growth was very slow in the first 3 months of the year. The economy grew at a rate of 0.1%. Experts blamed an unusually cold winter for hurting demand. However, economists say job gains were better than expected. But others are concerned about the quality of jobs. Mark Hamrick of Bankrate.com says the jobs are not pushing up hourly wages. He says that the building, professional services, and healthcare industries added jobs, but income gains were disappointing. He spoke to VOA by Skype.
So if the job market does continue to firm, as most people expect, we would hope to see some acceleration in pay, and that would be good news.
And that's the VOA Learning English Economics Report. Find more of our programs at learningenglish.voanews.com.
Welcome to American Mosaic From VOA Learning English, I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we hear from Christian music singer-songwriter Francesca Battistelli. We also tell about some of the comments posted on our website about recent American Mosaic stories. But first, we report about special training for special dogs. Air travel makes some people very nervous. The crowds, the noise, and flying itself can cause unease. But there are classes people can take to help them defeat the fear of flying. And now, Katie Weaver tells us about similar training for service dogs that suffer the same problem.
Service dogs almost never leave the side of the people they care for. You will see them working on buses, trains, and other public transport systems. But the busy environment found at an airport can trouble even the best-trained working dog. People with disabilities depend on their dogs. They want the animals to safely guide them through security areas. They also need the dogs to remain calmly on duty on the airplane, even when the flying is not smooth. This takes special training. The Air Hollywood Canine Flight School is one place where such help can be found. The school has a piece of equipment that provides the sights, sounds, and even the feel of an airplane in flight. It is called a flight simulator. The simulator was built for filming airplane scenes in movies. Sandy Alexander lives in Newport Beach, California. He has a disability that requires his 2-year-old dog, Doc, to be always at his side. Mr. Alexander took the dog to the flight school to get him ready for plane trips. He says Doc did not like the bumpy part of the flight simulation.
When that started, he was pretty agitated and looked up at me and wasn't sure what was going on. And I think we're going to be prepared the next time it happens.
Dog trainer Mary Siegel is with Canine Companions for Independence. It provides dogs for people with disabilities. Ms. Siegel says successful training is based on a simple rule, preparation.
Dogs need to be exposed gradually and repetitively to stimulation, to the environment, to loud noises, to sounds and other dogs, so that when this experience happens to them on a daily basis, they're able to act in a way that they're used to acting and that they don't get excitable.
Stacy Huckabaugh's 9-month-old dog, Striker, is still in training to be a guide dog.
I don't fly a lot, so I don't know a lot of the routine myself. So with a dog, I would have been lost.
Dog owners who attended the training at Air Hollywood Canine Flight School say they now feel much more at ease about future flights. Their dogs also seem ready for takeoff.
Today, we are taking a look at some of your comments about recent American Mosaic shows. We urge you to keep telling us what you think about our reports on our website, voalearningenglish.com. Last month, we reported about the growing popularity of board games among young adults. Apparently, young adults are putting down their smartphones, turning off their electronic gaming devices, and picking up dice, cards, and playing pieces. We got several comments from Vietnam about our report. Visitors Wee Wong and Long felt similarly. Both criticized the electronic social lives that many young people lead. Each writer thought that board games help people connect more deeply. Wee Wong added that he believes children today have trouble communicating and playing with each other in what he called real life. Alex from Russia agreed. He wrote, "Many teenagers are going crazy from their electronic games." Rodrigo from Brazil thinks board games may be the answer to that problem. He wrote that they serve as a tool to make real friends. There was one dissenter among the group that commented. Kashif Lodi from Pakistan did not criticize board games in any way. He just noted that video games are not all bad. He wrote that scientific studies have shown video games can improve hand-eye coordination, increase creativity, and expand language, math, and problem-solving skills. We also received several comments on our story about international students in Hollywood. The area is of growing interest to many who want to become filmmakers. Porshir Chu from Taiwan writes that making movies may be interesting, but says it is surely expensive. The web visitor notes that students might be able to learn filmmaking skills, but face financial problems when movie making becomes a career. Shinji from Japan learned a new expression from the story, sci-fi. Americans use the term as a short version of science fiction. But Shinji says in Japan, science fiction is sometimes shortened to SF. He also wrote that the shortened name of a university, Cal State, LA, sounded funny to him. He heard it as Cal State Alley. We want to thank all of our listeners for their comments. We urge you to write even more. Our website again is learningenglish.voanews.com. Hope to hear from you. Singer Francesca Battistelli has just released her third studio album, If We're Honest. Christopher Cruz spoke with the popular Christian music artist about the record and more.
28-year-old Francesca Battistelli has been in the music business for more than 10 years. She released her first record when she was just a teenager. Now, she is gaining fame outside of Christian music. You might have heard her music on any of several television programs, including So You Think You Can Dance, The Hills, and Running in Heels. Ms. Battistelli's new album is called If We're Honest. The music explores the changes in her life in the past few years, including marrying and having two children. Her husband is now her manager and her drummer. She calls the new recording her most powerful and accomplished musical statement yet.
I'm a mess and so are you. We've built walls nobody can get through. Yeah, it may be hard, but the best thing we could ever do, ever do. Bring your brokenness and I'll bring mine. 'Cause love can heal what hurt divides. And mercy's waiting on the other side. If we're honest, if we're honest.
Write Your Story is one of the songs on If We're Honest.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. They say.
Ms. Battistelli says it is about the power God has on her life.
At every stage of my life, I want to just be willing to let God write the story however he wants to. And if that's, changing course, I want to be open to that. So, God, you're in control. So, you know, here's the reins. You take him.
Ms. Battistelli says there is more energy and joy on If We're Honest than her past albums. She wrote, or co-wrote, all but one of the 15 songs on it. She says the songs show how much her children have changed her life.
My children definitely have inspired songs on this record, and just my life is different now. You know, I'm older, I'm learning more, and I think that you can tell that on the record. It definitely reflects sort of my stage in life, which is a mom of two little ones, and I love that.
If only we could see who we're made to be, beyond the fear and doubt that feels so
Francesca Battistelli has been nominated for a Grammy Award. She has been nominated for 22 Christian Music Awards called Dove Awards. She has won 6. This summer, she will perform throughout the United States to support If We're Honest.
I locked up my heart and I put on a show. I let the busyness of life be a wall so nobody gets close. Well, I got a lot done. Yeah, I'm so type A. But I'm finding arm's length is a safe but lonely place. So I'm gonna choose to reach out, choose to lay down all of the fear that I've been hiding.
I'm June Sims. Our program was written by Christopher Cruz and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.